The Life of Mary Southern, the dramatic story of a young widow who was caught between the past and the future while time stands still. And now, The Life of Mary Southern. Mary's faith that Max Sanders is still with her is unshaken, although weeks have passed since his death. Following his voice, which no one else could hear, she was guided to the city of Craig's Falls and befriended by a young man named David. In the shabby boarding house run by Mrs. McPherson, Mary found contentment until her old friend, Dr. John Benson, informed of her whereabouts by Father Brady, arrived to take her back to Sanders. When John urged her to go home, Mary refused hysterically and was calmed only when David arrived. John, thinking Mary would change her mind in the morning, tried again yesterday to persuade her to go back. But when he failed, turned to David in despair. David, feeling that John might be right, reluctantly promised that for Mary's sake, he would urge her to go back to Sanders. Now it is an hour later, an hour which Mary and David have spent walking around the city in troubled silence. They have just reached a bench in the little park near the boarding house, as David says,
"Hey, this bench feels good to me. We must have walked miles."
"I didn't notice how far we'd walked."
"No, neither did I. I was thinking and..."
"And worrying, David?
Well,
that's why I wanted to sit down. I wanted to talk to you before we went home. You are worried about something, aren't you?"
"Yes, Mary."
"You want to tell me about it? Could I help?"
"Well, it's about you."
"About me?"
"Yes."
"But why, David? Why, I'm almost happy now that I've decided to stay here in Craig's Falls."
"Are you happy here?"
"Oh, yes. There's so many things I want to do here. And Father Brady needs help at the settlement house, and I know I can do so much for those poor people."
"Yes, but do you think it's best for you to stay here in Craig's Falls? After all, your home is in Sanders, your friends, everything familiar to you."
"But that's not true. Sanders isn't familiar to me now. It belongs to another life."
"But your friends, what about them? What about John Benson?"
"John? He belongs to that other life. A life to which I can never return. John is someone I used to know in another world."
"Mary, don't you think you might feel differently if you did go back to Sanders? You might be happier among your old friends."
"No, I know I can't go back to Sanders. It's as though the past were a dream. This life here is real. And you're the one new person in it, David."
"Mary..."
"David, I know my meeting you wasn't just a chance. I think it was destined."
"Yes, but..."
"What made you go down to the waterfront and meet your family? Why did you talk to me? Why did you take me to Mrs. McPherson's?"
"Well, I had to take you home. I wanted to take care of you. I don't know why, but I feel as you do, as though it were meant to happen."
"You see, David, we wouldn't both feel that if it weren't true.
There's a divinity that shapes our ends, rough hew them how we will."
"Yes. That expresses how I feel, David. You always understand. As though it were part of a plan that we had nothing to do with. We couldn't have escaped it if we tried."
"Yes, I know. I feel that, too."
"And you weren't a stranger to me. The minute I met you, I felt I'd known you always."
"I feel as though I've known you always, too."
"Do you, David?"
"Yes."
"I wish I could remember. You're like someone I used to know, but I..."
"Mary, you don't remind me of anyone I've ever known, but everything about you is familiar. Your eyes, your hair, the way you speak..."
"The way I speak, David?"
"Yes, yes, what is it?"
"For a minute, I almost remembered. No, not slipped away again. I wish I knew."
"Do I remind you of your husband? Am I like Max Sanders?"
"No. No, you're not a bit like Max, David. Must be someone else, but I can't think of..."
"Well, someday you'll remember. It'll come to you suddenly, I'm sure. Don't try to think about it now."
"You're so comforting. I feel so safe with you.
Mary.
Yes.
I don't like to mention this again, but are you sure it's best for you to stay here in Craig's Falls? Don't you think you'd be happier if you went home to Sanders?
So that's what you've been trying to tell me. You want me to go.
No, Mary, no. I want you to stay here.
Somehow, I didn't expect that. I thought you wanted me to stay.
But I do, Mary, I do.
You sound as though you do want me to, David. And yet, if you really do, well, there's something wrong.
What do you mean?
Something terribly wrong. Max told me to stay here and said it was right for me to go home with you that night, that I could trust you and that my future was here in Craig's Falls. And yet, if you want me to leave...
Yes, but I don't want you to go. That's why I've been so miserable all afternoon. I had to talk to you about it because, well, I felt that maybe Dr. Benson was right. After all, he's known you for a long time, and he's your doctor.
David, you've been talking to John. He asked you to persuade me to go back to Sanders. Is that why you've been urging me to go?
Well, after all, he might be right.
Now I understand. John made you believe I'd be happier in Sanders.
Well, he seemed so sure of it that I had to listen.
No, David, he isn't right. Believe me, John doesn't understand. That's why I don't want to talk to him. You listen to me, and I know he's wrong. I know I can't go back to Sanders. I won't ever go back.
You have time to talk to me, Father?
I always have time for that, David. Come in.
Well, I need your advice again.
About Mary, David?
Yes. You know, this morning I had a long talk with Dr. Benson.
Mm-hmm.
He admitted there was nothing more that he could do to persuade Mary to return to Sanders, and he asked me to try.
You, David?
Yes.
What'd you tell him?
Well, at first I refused. I told him it was up to Mary, and that I certainly wouldn't urge her to leave.
I'm inclined to believe you're right. Mary is so unhappy at the suggestion that she return, I'm beginning to think it might be unwise to send her back to Sanders.
That's exactly what I told Dr. Benson. But then he accused me of using my influence to keep her here.
That isn't true, David. I know you haven't tried to influence her.
Well, of course I haven't. But Dr. Benson is convinced that Mary would go if I ask her to. And that for Mary's sake, I should urge her to go. He said he knew that once she was back in Sanders, she'd be happier.
Hmm. Dr. Benson is very insistent about that, isn't he?
Yeah, he was so insistent that I finally promised to talk to Mary. After all, he's her doctor. He's known her for so many years. I thought he might be right.
Yes, he may be right. Did you talk to Mary, David?
Yes, and I did my best to keep my promise to Dr. Benson, but when Mary asked me if I wanted her to go, I couldn't lie, could I, Father? I couldn't say that I wanted her to leave Craig's Falls.
No, lying won't help, David.
And she looked so hurt when she asked me that. Mary trusts me, Father. She relies on me, and I can't let her down.
I understand. And I don't believe you'd help Mary by making her think you wanted to leave Craig's Falls.
I'm glad you said that, Father. That's the way I feel, too. It would only hurt her if she thought I didn't want her to stay.
Have you talked to Dr. Benson since you saw Mary, David?
No. I wanted to talk to you first. I know I won't believe it. I really tried to persuade her.
I don't want Dr. Benson to think you're trying to keep her here.
No, neither do I. I thought maybe if you talked to him, you could make him understand that I want Mary to do what's best for her.
I'll try, David. I'll talk to Dr. Benson.
Well, thanks.
And I might talk to Mary, too. I have an idea. A compromise solution.
Yes? What do you mean, Father?
Perhaps we could persuade Mary to return to Sanders just for a few days on the understanding that it's only a visit.
No. I'm afraid it won't work. Both Dr. Benson and I have suggested that, but I'm grateful to you for talking to her anyway.
I'll see her tonight, David.
You know, it's strange, Father. Mary's the only person I've ever known who's needed me. And I'd like to help her. But if I'm doing her more harm than good, as Dr. Benson seems to think, well, I've got to send her away or step out of the picture myself.
You have helped Mary. And Dr. Benson knows it as well as I do. He's admitted that to me.
Then if he admits that...
He does, David.
Then I'm beginning to wonder if there isn't some reason behind his insistence that Mary return to Sanders. Some reason which he hasn't admitted, and which he doesn't want us to know.
Isn't David right, or partially right, in his shrewd guess that John Benson has a secret reason for insisting that Mary return to Sanders? Is John biased in his professional judgment by his deep love for Mary? David has done his best to keep his promise to John Benson, but he has failed to persuade Mary to leave Craig's Falls. Is he right in feeling that Mary might have gone back to Sanders if he had lied and told us, if he had lied and told her he wanted her to go? And will John Benson believe that David made a sincere attempt to urge Mary to return? Or perhaps he believes, as David fears, that David is working against him and using his obvious influence with Mary to keep her in Craig's Falls. Will Father Brady be able to persuade Mary to return to Sanders for a brief visit? Don't fail to hear tomorrow's dramatic chapter in the life of Mary Southern. Life of Mary Southern, the dramatic story of a young widow who stands on the threshold of a strange new life, uncertain but unafraid.